Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, December 3rd, 2008. Once again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We share that for new listeners. We know our regular listeners know who we are. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and this is the message for Wednesday, December 3rd, 2008. I guess I shared that, didn't I? It's titled Cover Up, and it's really a follow-up to yesterday's message. And our scripture text is Proverbs 28, verse 13.
He who conceals his sins does not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy.
When we lived in New England, we became members of the historic Old Sturbridge Village, which is a recreated community of 40 original buildings with costume staff in keeping with the rural New England town of the 1830s. We enjoyed our many visits there as a family, and Brooksine also took us there each September when it was home school day at Sturbridge. It was in the fall of 2000 that they witnessed something a little out of the ordinary. I'll let her tell you about it.
Astaire and I had had a great day touring the village with other homeschooling families and learning more about the lifestyle consistent with the early 1800s. Before we headed home, I decided to stop in at a cafeteria-style restaurant where the food was set out and people just took what they wanted as they went through the line. It was late afternoon and the cafeteria was nearly empty except for Astaire and me. After we sat down to eat our light meal, I happened to look toward the staff that were beginning to do some cleanup work around the food. Then out of the blue, a young worker suddenly stuck two fingers deep into the oversized whipped cream bowl, pulled them out, and licked the cream from his fingers.
Yuck.
It was one of those incredulous moments when you shake your brain and say to yourself, I didn't just see what I thought I saw, did I? Well, he must have been reading my brain thoughts as I was still reeling from the sight I had just witnessed. So to make sure that I wasn't just imagining what I thought I saw, he repeated the disgusting act again while looking straight at me. He vigorously stirred the topping with the dipper, but this time he plunged his fingers into the filled dipper for another round of finger samplings. He then took a spoon and gleefully stirred the topping and smoothed off the top, good as new. Perhaps he reasoned that by distributing his germs throughout the entire bowl, he was diluting them to the degree that they would no longer be harmful to anyone else. His smoothing over the top was evidence that he wanted to cover up what he had done. I wonder how long he had been in charge of the whipped topping bowl.
I wonder if you had any before you saw it that
day. No, thankfully.
What a literal cover-up. But isn't that the way many deal with sin? Conceal the offense by trying to smooth over the visible part others might see. Deal with the outward appearance, but allow the sin to linger within. Among man's many remedies for the sin problem is the feeble attempt to cover up. Adam and Eve tried it first, but their act was followed by many in Scripture, and of course all throughout history. Numbers 32 verse 23 states, "Be sure that your sin will find you out." God's only remedy for sin is Christ, and our responsibility is confession and repentance, which involves turning away from the sin.
Yesterday's message that we shared about David chronicles the cover-up attempt that he made after his sin with Bathsheba. It was a progressive attempt, beginning with deceit, misuse of power, forcing others to do wrong, such as Joab the commander, and ending with multiple murders. This is can be read in 2 Samuel chapter 11, and specifically verse 17.
But God sees. He always sees. We may very well fool our fellow man, get by for a while, but we never fool God. We may even be self-deceived, feel the cover-up work, but ultimately, the price will be paid. Sin is often wrapped in lovely packaging, but it carries a significant price tag to those who make the purchase.
When David sinned, God was watching. And the thing David had done displeased the Lord, the Bible says. It remains a constant on this side of eternity that, quote, he who conceals his sins does not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy, end quote.
Our daily text is mirrored in one of the great New Testament promises. We end the message today with it and urge you to receive and practice it today. It's 1 John 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
Let's pray a prayer of confession today. Father, may I never consider my good works or righteous acts to be a cover-up for the hidden sin I harbor in my heart, or try to use it as payment for my sins. May my attitude be that of the publican in Luke who humbly came before you and cried out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. If I exalt myself, it will eventually lead to my downfall. But when I humble myself, I will be exalted by you. I humbly confess my sins before you and ask your forgiveness.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today. Our message, again, that we've prepared for Wednesday, December 3rd, 2008. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. We have photos up today, some suggested music, and some additional thoughts, including the one Brooksine just indicated she wants to share right now.
I just have a little footnote on our story today. I remember very well the rather nauseating incident with a young teen who was so brazen in the dipping and licking of his fingers in a public food place. He didn't flinch while he repeated this act the second time as I watched him. I turned this employee into his supervisor, hoping that a severe action would be taken. And this act of rebellion reminds me of those who willfully sin as they shake their fists at the Father. Kind of a similar thing, just when he was looking straight at me and didn't seem to bother him.
And people do. Flaunting,
that's probably a good word to put. And sometimes that's how people sin toward God. They flaunt their sin. There will be judgment day coming for those who are proud in their sin, rather than being humble in their repentance.
Amen. Amen. Well, this is the second in what we consider, what we expect will be a mini-series dealing with David's sin with Bathsheba. The first was yesterday in a message titled, The Consequences of Sin. I actually expect to stay on this topic the next couple days as well, dealing with Nathan's powerful rebuke tomorrow. And then Friday, the wonder of forgiveness. We'll look into Psalm 51. Well, again, thank you for joining us. It's a joy to share these messages and have evidence of our fruitfulness in sharing these messages with feedback and responses. And we thank you for those. We thank you for allowing us to share God's truth with you today through His Scripture. Our blessings upon each listener.